Not the dress. What is it?
The symptoms of the sadhu are that he is power, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful, he abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are to join.
It is the past qualification is physics of. Very tough. And Chanakya Pandit has said, Kamarupa tapasya. Those are tapasya. Their first duty is how much he is forgiven. How much we are glad to forgive. Kamarupa tapasya. Tapasya brahma sattya. So the explanation.
For what? A sadhu, as described above, is a devotee of the Lord. His concern, therefore, is to enlighten people in devotional service to the Lord. That is his mercy. He knows that without devotional service to the Lord, human life is spoiled. A devotee travels all over the country from door to door, preaching, be Krishna conscious, be a devotee of Lord Krishna. Don't spoil your life simply fulfilling your animal propensity. Human life is meant for self-realization, Krishna consciousness. These are the teachings of the sadhu. He's not satisfied with his own liberation. He always thinks about others. He is the most compassionate personality towards all and fallen souls. One of his qualifications, therefore, is harmony, great mercy to the fallen souls. While engaged in preaching work, he has to meet with so many opposing elements. Therefore, the sadhu or devotee of the Lord has to be very tolerant. Someone may ill treat him because the conditioned souls are not prepared to receive the transcendental knowledge of devotional service. They don't like it. That is their disease. The sadhu has the thankless task of imposing upon them the importance of devotional service. Sometimes devotees are personally attacked with violence. Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, tied up Kapha was chained in 22 marketplaces, and Lord Chaitanya's principal assistant, Nityananda, was violently attacked by Jagannath's mother. But still they were tolerant because their mission was to deliver the fallen souls. One of the qualifications of a sadhu is that he is very tolerant and merciful to all fallen souls. He is merciful because he is the well-wisher of all living entities. He is not only a well-wisher of human society, but a well-wisher of animal society as well. It is said here, Sarva Dehinam, which indicates all living entities who have accepted a material body. Not only does the human being have a material body, but other living entities, such as cats and dogs, also have material bodies. The devotee of the Lord is merciful to everyone, cats, dogs, bees, etc. He sees all living entities in such a way that they can ultimately get salvation from this material entanglement. Even understanding, one of the disciples of Lord Chaitanya gave liberation to a dog by feeding the dog transcendentally. There are many instances where a dog got salvation by association with a sadhu, because the sadhu engages in the highest philanthropic activities for the benediction of all living entities. Yet although a sadhu is not an innocent source, anyway, the world is so ungrateful that even a sadhu can be an enemy. What is the difference between an enemy and a friend? It is a difference in behavior. The sadhu behaves with all conditioned souls for their ultimate relief from the material entanglement. Therefore, no one can be more friendly than a sadhu when relieving a conditioned soul. A sadhu is calm, he is quietly and peacefully follows the principle of scripture. A sadhu means one who follows the principle of scripture and at the same time is a devotee of the Lord. One who actually follows the principles of scripture must be a devotee of God, because all the shastras instruct us to obey the orders of the personality of Godhead. Sadhu therefore means a follower of the scriptural injunction and a devotee of the Lord. All these characteristics are prominent in a devotee. A devotee develops all the good qualities of the demigods, whereas a non-devotee, even though academically qualified, has no actual good qualifications or good characteristics.
Where is this going on?
That's just the old reception room.
What is it?
They make an alteration.
What kind of shop?
Yeah.
What is it like?
I don't know exactly what they're doing. What they're doing is that everybody goes in and gets those orders. So in the past, it's just been a big empty waiting room. So now what they're doing is making a big teaching room with photos all around and book tables set up in such a way that someone can just walk in that room and there's a whole exhibit for him to see. And even
who has him? What is this idea?
I think Bill Hogan.
And then they're breaking one?
They made a big door. So it's easily deep and walk straight in from the outside. You saw that door yesterday. Now what they're doing is they're building shelves and bookcases.
It sounds different.
Did you like it, Mr. Dallas? Did you like it?
If some of them out there a lot to go. They manufacture ideas and spend money. Everyone manufactures something. Break it. Bring it. Dig it. Money is coming. They cannot adjust whatever is there. Big, big idea. Big, big belly. Money, you have to be. Money. Give me one lap. I make idea. You pay. Many rooms you can make showroom. Why getting this door back into that door? Too many goods wisely brought up. Repairing and additional alteration will never stop. It will not have to stop. Now, yesterday, December 6th, Vishant Chakra suggested, there should be less, 3 feet, 7 feet high. Everyone will suggest. And spend money. Any friend you bring in, he'll suggest so that you may spend. And what for money you got, that is your job. I'm your friend, I'm giving you good suggestions. Thank you. Good. I'm your friend. Break your head. There was a Mahamudan king. Rajivuddin or some. Nizamuddin. Nizamuddin Delhi. Tomb. Delhi. He was poet. So, if some friend comes who reads some writing, and he will suggest, the friend is, what is made like? Oh, it is good. All right. He'll do it. What are we saying? And when you go there, then again makes his own. किसी ने तेरे घर में भाई बैठे तो my friend and that is nonsense. Therefore, I am again for that. So we have to do that. As soon as you call anybody, he'll give you some suggestion. Make this happen. So, the station of the Sagar is there. He is very nice. Where they will find this station all over the world?
I think there's only one person following the station.
Oh, I see. Say about Bhagavad's description. How perfect it is in any subject matter. I have tried to explain what is there. Explain it. That is not my explanation. That is Krishna's explanation. I cannot explain now that moment I think. That means Krishna. I can understand that. This description is very nice. Although it is my reality, but I know it is not mine. It's Krishna's life. Those who read Bhagavatam always, Pitanga Bhagavatam says, she got waste of time. So, we have to get that process. You are only Jesus, all are fools. That means you are fool number one.
Yeah, but it ends
up if you think like that, no, now you cannot say Indians. Now you cannot say only Indians who are fools. Whole world. That is the they are not fools and that kind. They are educated. They are civilized. Why is there such a smile? Yesterday I was telling you, Charna. The English man were ruling over us. Now here the English boy is giving me massage and telling me. What is the reason? Unless he feels something obligation that he has given us Krishna, what business he has got? Not for him, for all of you. To give her is so valuable to his friends. Unless there is this sense. What do you think? You are no obligation. You are European, American, I'm Indian. It is true, this. By idea, Krishna. This is practical. Jangalandhachapranalabham mannatenadhitangtataha.
Because they have that sense that they have got God, therefore they are feeling so much. Krishna is God, there is no doubt about it. Is that it ready?
They're making the point here.
Somebody is there?
Yes.
Oh, he sent for us. Here is God. Then, you know, the first serious after God, here is God. Thank you. Please answer. What is the answer? It is serious about God. I think the paper wrote that. That village. So we thought God is dead.
Right, sir.
Huh? His village, the paper. Long ago. Where? A village? Ah, yes. They told first. They thought God is dead. And actually, they are dancing in the name of God. Achyutananda.
Paramananda.
They are seeing the picture. Sorry?
Yes. Oh,
that's two men? Oh.
You are the first candidate to dance with my...
I didn't
know that
the
two men
are recognized. Mr. Brown Head. Mr. Head,
is that
how you do it? No, I do it. Mr. Brown Head and the Chief Manager, and the Chief Manager, and the Chief
Manager, and the Chief Manager, and the
And you see the Nanda Swami sitting down? Yes. Just Brahmananda Kirtananda standing together.
Kirtananda
sitting This was published in New York Times.
New York Times?
With picture. The other picture was published in Voice, Village Voice. Yes. Big picture. One page. But tell something, otherwise, why this was published? Appeal to them. The real God. And under the tree, I was sitting and speaking to them. And when I come back from the park to my apartment, I take 2,000 people to come with me.
Like a Pied Piper.
Huh?
It's a story. In the West, that's a man called the Pied Piper. He went to one place and played the flute, and everyone, all the children followed him away from the village. It's like the Pied Piper that went to the West, took all the children.
If you know French language, you can read it. Yeah. Ah, you know.
Yes.
What is it?
The article by Hari Grisha, and the heading said, are you from India?
Oh, yeah.
That was when he met you on the street.
Yeah, he first of all met me on the street and asked me this question. I brought him, yes.
I've taken one apartment here, so come here with me. Then I came back to Swami Indrapad. And from the next day, they began to come. To come on. Yes. And this Swamapati. Then, Satsaru, they began to come. Very well.
Mukunda, you were already?
Yes, Mukunda was before that.
What? When was this then?
Hmm?
This, when Shivananda and Brahmananda came, that was
after? In the park, Tompkins.
That was after Hanagriva and,
This is the fall of 1966.
October.
Yes. I was going on the path on Sunday and began from 3. Hare Krishna, I was in the big duty. What is it? Indian.
Tom.
What is happiness? that is beyond his sense. This sense happens there. He's there by the speech and the mass. But each level of sense happiness differs from the mass. The standard may be different, but the happiness derives from the subject matter is there. There's no difference.
So happiness lies above the senses.
Huh?
Above our indriya.
Happiness is the truth. That's it. Therefore I began my word. But so long one is after material happiness, it is
ends of that's
it. Because the animal cannot derive future happiness.
Right.
They do not. The grand animal. In fact, this boy is coming from, well, I'm coming in America, and he's now having business and getting some back, business of everything. He is very plain. He has got money, he has got people, wine, he has got home, everything, but he has given up. Now he is example in our country, many countries, with the kings, rather than that's like Bhagavad Maharaj. He was the emperor of the whole world. He gave up everything at the age of 24 years, young wife, young children.
Right.
There are many examples. Right. So, actually, we have lost our religious culture, the objective, and therefore we are suffering. Simply by holding meetings, and this thing is gone. Government has one of them is a check. But the people are happy of their evidence by them. They have got the power of
that. Right.
Your idea? Super. You remain Muslim?
Yes.
Yes.
Super.
Yes.